What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're looking at the stock market, and it's really in the green. And everybody's saying, huzzah, huzzah, all is well with the world. We have new record highs on the Dow and the S&P here. Meanwhile, interesting little story. Apparently, Bitcoin crashed today and lost almost half of its value in the space of just 6 hours. Remember earlier in this week and last week, people were calling us, oh, Bitcoin's great, Bitcoin's great. And I kept saying, I'm smelling the tulips out there. Now, the tulip bulb just burst there. All righty. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the gun grabbers are out there in full bore. You will pardon the expression. And Obama is out there saying he's determined as ever for a gun bill. You know, Obama's out there, and he made a very interesting comment about it. He said, it's not about me personally, which is a very defensive statement to make. And that tells me the poll numbers are definitely not coming back in his favor. But they're out there waving the Sandy Hook victims around. How terrible as ever. We've got to protect the children. Well, you can protect the children by shutting off the flow of these prescription antidepressants. And we now know the government knows there is a problem. Because in the New York gun grab, people who are on these prescription medications are being ordered to surrender their weapons and their gun permits. They know this is a problem. But they're going to blame the guns because they've got to take away your right to say no. And of course, they can't anger those big pharmaceutical corporations who are such generous campaign donors and heavy television advertisers. We can't do that. Blame the guns. So Obama's out there saying he's determined more over for a gun bill, ultimately a gun ban. And I'd like to quote something to our constitutional professor who currently occupies the White House. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Mr. Obama, remember your oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Please remember that oath. You have the authority of the presidency only so long as you operate within the limits of that Constitution from which you derive your authority. If you act outside the limits of the Constitution, you are no longer legally the president. You are a private citizen getting by on bluff and bluster. Now then, as I mentioned, New York is already taking guns away from people on these prescription medications. They know it is a problem. Before the gun grabber agenda got going, they were talking about it openly. Fox News did a segment. Michael Moore's on video talking about it. They know these drugs can trip off violent behavior. Now, apparently there was an anti-gun person who was on TV, and he had this weird quote, the gun is a great equalizer because it makes wimps as dangerous as people who really have skill and bravery. And so I'd like to have this notion that anyone using a gun is a wuss. They aren't anybody to be looked up to. They're somebody to look down at because they couldn't defend themselves or couldn't protect others without using a gun. In addition to insulting millions of law-abiding gun owners, I guess he's just slammed every member of the police department and the armed forces. But they're desperate for this stuff. There was another statement, and I forget who made it, where this gun grabber was out there saying, we don't need to worry about magazine limits because, you know, after they use up the bullets, won't matter how big the magazine is. Like, they don't actually know that you can put more bullets back in the magazine. These gun grabbers don't even know what they're talking about, and they're out there screaming, we have to set a national policy. Got to take a break for commercials. Be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right The duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the gun grabbers out there. And a lot of people who are opposed to gun registration are so on the basis that registration does lead to confiscation because the government knows who has the guns and they know where to go to take them. And we're seeing this actually at work in New York. There's another article over on Activist Post talking about how New Yorkers who are on legally prescribed psychoactive medications are being told to turn in their guns and their permits. And that's because they registered their firearms, and now the government says, oh, we have to take it away from you. You represent a danger to society because you're on the medications. Well, if they represent a danger to society because of these medications, stop the medications. And the downside of this, or the danger of this, is once they sell the idea that they can take your guns away, not because of a criminal action, but because you might be a danger to somebody, it will grow. Because if they get away with disarming the people who are on prescription antidepressants, even as they let them go on taking prescription antidepressants, next it'll be people who owe back taxes. We have to take their guns away. And then it'll be people who are behind on their rent or their mortgages. In other words, anybody who's got a reason to not approve of the current system is going to be disarmed until ultimately the 1% and their bodyguards are the only ones carrying guns. That's where this is going to be headed. Because remember, at some point, this government is coming for your gold and silver and your savings accounts. And so that may be on the list. You know, if somebody just had their gold, turn in your gold, and by the way, you have to turn in your guns at the same time, if they haven't already got them. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now in our control room, taking care of business and answering the phones when you call on in. Interesting little story coming out of Rhode Island. This was over at Ammoland.com. Apparently, the University of Rhode Island Police responded to a report of a gunman on the Kingston campus on the 4th of this month. Because of that state's new anti-gun statute, the campus police, or rather the University of Rhode Island Police, were unarmed. They were told, you must go deal with this reported gunman, but you may not have guns. Is that not absurd? Fortunately, it turned out to be a false alarm. But I mean, that's how silly this is. That New York law that was ramrodded through was so poorly written, even New York police officers were technically in violation. They're just desperate to grab the guns. Because they're already telling you what their final solution to the problem of this Ponzi scheme bank about to collapse is: to simply steal your wealth. From your bank accounts, from your gold, from your silver, from your jewelry. They've announced it. That's what they're going to do. And that's why they want to take the guns. And I would err on the side of the Second Amendment on this one. If everybody is fully armed, we know there's going to be less crime, certainly by the government itself. That's the whole point of the Second Amendment, to reserve to the people the right to say no. And we know all this talk about runaway crime is a complete lie. When you have an armed citizenry, crime goes down. The Hollywood-reinforced illusion of the wild, wild west of everybody shooting everybody is a complete made-up fiction. The per capita instance of gun crime in the wild west was far lower than you would find in any American city today, where only the drug criminals have the guns and the people are disarmed. Do you know why the gunfight at the OK Corral is such an important historical event? Because it was rare. It was unusual. Today we have drive-by drug gang shootings happening so much it's not even worth reporting in the news any longer. Now, up in Massachusetts, which also has a new stringent gun control law, there was a man who found a bear in his backyard. Does happen in New England. 7-foot-tall bear, 400-pound, chasing him across his backyard. He grabbed a shotgun and he killed the bear. Now, when I was a kid, that's a good thing to do. But apparently, in their wisdom, the government of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is now charging this 76-year-old man with illegally baiting the bear, meaning you looked too delicious to him. You're charging him with illegally killing the bear and illegal possession of the firearm, because apparently he was remiss in whatever new paperwork you required to have a shotgun. This 400-pound bear was chasing down this 76-year-old man, and I don't think it was to give him a big, wet, sloppy kiss. He used a gun in the manner that it is intended to be used, to preserve his life. And the government is saying, you can't do that. If you want to be fully in compliance with the gun laws, you let that bear eat you. And the environmental officers and the gun officer are out there saying, no, 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 you should have called animal control. Like, you know, you're going to say, Mr. Bear, would you please not eat me while I go phone the local authorities? That is how completely wacko and detached from reality these gun grabbers and environmental wackos are. You're just an icky-poo human being. You shouldn't be here anyway. You're putting out carbon dioxide and global warming. If that bear eats you, he'll turn you into natural fertilizer. You are the bear's natural food. How dare you deny the bear a meal? Have you no respect for the environment? Poor little bear, was that human being cruel to you? Ooh, look at the cuddly bear. Ooh, the fluffy bear, you are so cute. And again, from the category of way overreacting, apparently there was a situation where this man, his son at school, talked about using a water pistol on bullies who had picked on his friends at school. Just talked. And the police went to this man's residence and said, all of your firearms are now confiscated because his son talked about a water pistol at school. They're grabbing guns under any excuse they can think of. Do you really think a kid talking about a water pistol is a threat to society? It's just a gun grab under any excuse. And this goes back to exactly what I said before about this idea. They're starting to confiscate firearms and permits from people on prescription antidepressants because they know the prescription antidepressants are the problem. But it's going to grow. Oh, your child talked about a gun at school or a water pistol at school. We've got to take your guns for that. Your child drew a picture of a gun at school. We have to take all your weapons for that. It's any excuse they can come up with to grab, 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 grab. Opposition to new gun laws is continuing to build in the Senate. John McCain's out there saying, I don't understand why the GOP would filibuster the gun control bill. Remember when the Republicans used to be in favor of the Second Amendment and gun rights? Not anymore, because both parties know a big crash is about to come, and both parties are worried about protecting their accumulated wealth from an enraged American population. Now, over in Connecticut, it's getting bizarre over there. Connecticut Governor Danielle Malloy is calling Wayne LaPierre a clown at the circus. He's out there screaming, Wayne LaPierre, he wants dead children. Your mother dresses you funny, and your dog is ugly. He's really ugly, and your hairstyle is so 90s. It's typical lawyer situation. When the facts are against you, argue the law. When the law is against you, argue the facts. When the facts and the law are both against you, you call the other side names, and that's what the Connecticut governor is down to. Now, as you're probably already aware, Connecticut, which used to have a very healthy gun industry, is seeing them flee to friendlier pastures, a lot of them down to Texas. And Dan Malloy's attitude is, yeah, you can all take a flying leap into the dark regions. We don't need you, as all those jobs and tax revenues are vanishing. And it gets even better than that. We're seeing this report out of IntelHub.com that observers in a Connecticut public school observed the teachers teaching the class that the Second Amendment does not give individual people a right to have a gun, that it's a collective right to the state's National Guard or the police. Now, not only is this contrary to the history of the Constitution of the Second Amendment, it is in direct opposition to a United States Supreme Court decision that says, yes, the Second Amendment confers an individual right to keep and bear arms. And there's another Supreme Court decision, United States versus Miller, where they said, yes, it is military arms they're talking about. And so the Connecticut schools are now teaching the students, saying, no, the Second Amendment doesn't apply to you. You are not allowed to have guns. There's no constitutional provision that you're allowed to have guns. And it is a reminder for those of you who grew up in public schools the way I did, don't believe anything they ever told you, because it's probably a lie that serves some private interest. Commies are bad. Federal Reserve is good. You can survive a nuclear attack. And all that other bovine excrement they were shoveling at us. So you have to remember, the state schools aren't there to teach you facts and knowledge. They're there to indoctrinate you with what the government wants you to think. And you know what's really funny? Connecticut calls itself the Constitution State. Somewhere out there, Nathan Hale is puking his guts out. We'll be right back after these commercials.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at policeone.com, they ran a survey. This is a website that is geared toward working professional law enforcement. And they ran a survey of more than 15,000 verified law enforcement professionals. And the results of the survey came in that ordinary police officers on the street, not the political opportunists who are striving to be chief of police and then mayor and then governor and the rest of it, but the on-the-street police officers who know the real world, came back virtually unanimous in saying none of these proposed gun measures are actually going to affect violent crime one tiny bit. Remember, there was a demonstration a while ago where an experienced shooter did a test shot with a 20-round magazine and then two 10-rounds magazine, and even with the amount of time to swap the two magazines, the amount of time to fire 20 rounds was virtually identical. So, interesting survey. They're saying limits on magazines won't change violent crime. Banning assault rifles won't affect crime because most crime is done with handguns. Why is the government all hot and bothered about the assault rifles? Because they can reach a longer range. to those people in the government who are getting ready to shoot back at you. That's the reason the focus is on there. They are not a significant factor in assault, in violent crime. Interesting little story from CBS up in Chicago. Apparently, during a violent arrest, a police officer managed to shoot himself with his own stun gun. There's a confidence builder for you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this stabbing that took place at the Texas College campus yesterday, where this guy was just running through the school, stabbing people at random. And they've now released his name, Dylan Quick. He's obviously been charged in the stabbings. Nobody died, but a couple of people critically injured. And apparently he told police that he'd been having uncontrollable fantasies of running through a crowd stabbing people. Boy, does that not sound like so many of these other case studies with the SSRIs that you can read about over at SSRIstories.com. And of course, no word about what medications he may have been on. They're not going to release that until they have to. We only just found out last week that James Holmes was on Zoloft, which was one of the medications one of the Columbine shooters was on. It's the medications, and they know it. They want the guns. We've got to have the guns. So this stabbing down there in Texas puts the gun grabbers in a very awkward situation, because obviously the gun wasn't the problem. There wasn't one. The students are already saying if we'd been allowed to carry guns, we could have stopped the stabbing, which is absolutely true. So what are the gun grabbers going to do now with this mass stabbing? We have got to ban knives. Nobody's allowed to have a knife anymore. You know, which is weird because the TSA just finally said you can take your Swiss Army knife on the airplane again. So to continue this policy of banning the machine, blaming the machine for the crime, whether it's guns, knives, or cars, they're going to have to start screaming about banning knives. Because otherwise people are going to say, hey, the problem isn't the guns. There's something else going on. Is it, in fact, the medications? And they don't want to answer that because that'll pull the entire rug out of the gun grab agenda. So this is a tough one for them to have to deal with. How are they going to deal with that? So anyway, the suspect's name is Dylan Quick. And again, a repeating pattern we have seen in these SSRI link stories before. Everybody who knows the guy is saying he was such a wonderful person. He wasn't violent. He wasn't crazy. They can't imagine how he would do something like this. I can. I'm willing to wager a plugged Turkish piaster that he was on some form of prescription antidepressant. And they don't want you to know that, but sooner or later it will come out. The fact that he's telling the police he was having these uncontrollable fantasies about stabbing people, this mirrors some of these other case studies. We've talked about this one kid who tried to commit suicide, and they intervened and they saved his life, and after it was over they said, why'd you do it? And he says, I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I couldn't help myself. Anyway. Let's see. Over at the LA Times, there was a very interesting article on police teach tactics for handling sovereign citizens. And it includes the comment, the FBI is now classifying people who refuse to recognize government authority in any form as a domestic terrorist movement. And now that they've slapped that word terrorist on you, it means they can waterboard you, and they can kick down your door, and they can shoot you dead. And so apparently in the eyes of the U.S. federal government, wanting to be left alone is now an act of terror. And I remember way back when they were talking about terror as an excuse to suspend the Constitution, I said, you wait, they'll slap terrorists on anything they don't agree with. And so now the official U.S. FBI policy is just wanting to be left alone is an act of terror. You will love filling out your paperwork. If you don't fill out your gratuitous paperwork, the terrorists will win. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us at
1-877-605-9200. Fear and hate will rule them, set the demon to the throne. In shackles we will bind them with the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars homeland security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're always talking about the ongoing war for the minds of America between the established corporate media and the independent media. And they're saying, who was winning? Who was losing? And, of course, the government and the corporate media are always, oh, we're still firmly in control of the minds of America. And we know that's not true. There was a recent Rasmussen poll that showed the majority of Americans, slim majority, but still a majority of Americans, are getting their political news from the internet, from the alternative media. And now we are getting this report issued by the Newspaper Association of America that shows, when adjusted for inflation, newspaper advertising revenue, including their online websites, have hit a record low. They started tracking this information back in 1950, and the current numbers are even lower than that. And it's kind of interesting. We just linked this to whatreallyhappened.com, and you can see the chart from 1950 to 2000. Advertising revenues for the corporate media kept going up, 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 and up. And then starting in 2000, or more specifically 2001, when the lies became very obvious, people have been deserting the corporate media, and it's reflected in their advertising revenues. And it's not just newspapers. We're seeing this in TV. the local network affiliates. The last time I went down to one of those to talk about producing a TV commercial for them, the offices were all empty. The people had been let go. It was just a big empty barn that's doing little more than echoing the network feed coming from the mainland. No local production any longer. I get resumes sent to me by the people who used to work for the network affiliates asking if I'm hiring. And of course, I have to write back and tell them I am on hiatus, possibly permanent, from film and TV work while I try and stop a world war. So it is another reinforcement, because those advertising revenues are a true measure of whether or not corporate media is reaching its audience. And so here we have from the Newspaper Association of America that, adjusted for inflation, current advertising rates for the corporate newspapers are at the lowest they've been since they started keeping records in 1950. Now, getting back to this whole idea of declaring people who want to be left alone as domestic terrorists. We're not terrorists. On my best day, I'm obnoxious and irritating, but I'm not a terrorist. We're seeing this interesting story from Investment Watch blog, where the government is now starting to classify people like evangelical Christians as extremists and hate groups. It's just absurd. They're starting to apply these labels to everybody. Somebody wrote, posted an article to whatreallyhappened.com about, you know, who are the real zombies? Why is this obsessive, you know, media attention to the zombie apocalypse and movies and TV and books? Why are zombies so big all of a sudden? And the reason is, my understanding, is zombie apocalypse is military code speak for an American revolution, an uprising. Now, remember all the way back in World War II, the Germans were called Krauts. And in Vietnam, the Vietnamese were called Gooks or Charlie, which didn't make any sense. I've never met a Vietnamese who was named Charlie. And more recently, the Arabs are called Hajis. It's the dehumanization process. To make it easier to kill these people in mass numbers, you have to objectify them and diminish them in the minds of the people that you are paying to pull the trigger. And that's what they're doing here. If for the coming confrontation between the U.S. government and the 50 states, the forces on the side of the U.S. government are being taught to view us all as zombies. There's a zombie apocalypse marching on City Hall. Kill them, kill them. And I think that's the reason for all this propaganda and preparing for the zombie apocalypse. Remember, we've actually had U.S. military drills that we are told are training for a potential zombie apocalypse. They're not training for that at all. They're training to shoot you when you refuse to give them your gold and silver and your guns. And they won't look at you as a human being. They won't look at you as an American citizen with rights under the Constitution. Oh, it's just a zombie. It's just a kraut. It's just a slant. It's just a gook. We've got to kill them. That's exactly what's going on. Over in Great Britain, there's a very alarming story regarding the return of secret arrests. And the Association of Chief Police Officers are apparently considering implementing a recommendation by Lord Justice Leveson in which police forces would be allowed to keep secret the names of arrested suspects from journalists and the media. So we're back to secret arrests and star chambers. Just amazing stuff out there. Little funny light story. This is over at MediaIke.com. Apparently, a former Tennessee politician was arrested and charged with indecent exposure after he was allegedly caught sexually gratifying himself out his car window while driving 90 miles an hour on Interstate 26. Now, if you think about it, there's a good concept for a reality TV show. And it's unscripted, I might add. Now, because of what I'm doing right now on radio, and because of a brief earlier flirtation with radio I did right out of college for KBOB KGRE, the Twin Voice of the Valley, I have a great deal of empathy and appreciation for a movie called Pirate Radio, which is back out on cable again right now. And it's a dramatization of the pirate radio broadcasting ships that were floating off the coast of Great Britain broadcasting rock and roll. And they had about 50% of the audience. And this was a huge threat to the commercial radio the commercial radio, commercial music producers of the time who were not getting on board this radical rock and roll music, and they were losing audience to them. These pirate radio stations also did their own version of the news, which didn't stop from stepping on certain toes the way we're doing. And so there's a great deal of empathy. But I was watching this movie again because it's a great deal of fun. And it does, the art director did a great job recapturing the look and feel of the 1960s. And you know what they say, if you can remember the 1960s, you weren't really there. But it was very interesting. This was on the Universal Channel. And as part of this story, they have this on-air host who is going to break new ground by saying the F word on the air. And of course, the owner of the radio ship comes into the studio and says, no, you can't do that, you can't do that. And they go back and forth, and the F word goes out over the air anyway. And it's an important part of the story. It shows a lot about what's going on, about how they were trying to break the ground. Universal Channel, Universal HD Channel, which was showing this movie, felt it was necessary to blank the F word out of this broadcast, even though it was an essential part of the story. And I felt that was extraordinarily absurd and shows how far we have fallen. That even when the F word is an important part of the story, they still had to take it out because we may be showering white hot flaming death onto innocent children all over the world, but we're not going to say those naughty words to prove we are a just and moral people. And you need to understand something about profanity. It is a trick to control you. You are raised from childhood to react in shock and horror to certain words. And the reason for that is simple. If you are engaged in a debate with somebody, your boss, your local politician, whatever, and you're trying to have an intellectual, rational, logical discussion, all that other person has to do is to use one of the bad words at you. And because of your conditioning, like Pavlov's dog, your brain will stop working. They'll stop thinking about the merits of the argument, and you'll go, oh, I'm shocked, I'm horrified, you use the F word, use the T word, use the L word, use the Q word, oh, I must react in shock because I have been taught to believe that. And it's a form of control to shift the advantage to those in the 1% who will use such words for that very purpose. We're talking about runaway inflation in the Federal Reserve, and Bernanke screams an obscenity at you, and you go, oh, and you forget what you were thinking about in your train of thought. That's why you're taught to react in horror to certain words, so that those who use those words can use them against you. If they're not winning the argument with facts, logic, and law, they just shout an obscenity at you and you go, oh, please, don't say. Remember that wonderful Monty Python movie, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and the knights who say knee? That's really what it's all about. You know, the people are going out and saying, knee, knee, knee. And the people are, oh, please don't say the word any longer. That's exactly what it is. You are brainwashed to find these words offensive so those words can be used to control your mind, to shut your brain down when you're in the middle of a logical discussion and debate, to give the advantage to those who are not at all concerned about using such words. And so shame on Universal HD for taking that out. It was an essential part of the story. And you almost have to laugh at that. It is amazing. And again, it's part of this false image of morality that the government is trying to maintain. As the U.S. invades country after country and steals nations and steals their wealth and kills 50 innocent civilians for every one suspect with these drone strikes. We're not going to let you see bad words. We're not going to let you see naked women. We're not going to let you do any of those things because we're moral. We have the moral high ground. And we have the right to kill all these other people because we don't use bad words. And we don't see naked people on TV. It's a scam. It is absolutely a scam. Now, over on Refreshing News 99, there was a very enlightening article. 35 hateful and stupid Rush Limbaugh quotes that should anger everyone. And you need to go and read it. I'm not going to read the list on air. But it is amazing how much this man continues to be promoted as the voice and spirit of the GOP when he says such stupid, hateful things But he's out there supporting the agenda, so he's going to get all the money and the advertisers. Actually, he's in decline. He's lost a lot of his key radio stations and his key advertisers. He's losing his audience. He's burning out. Because people have come to understand he's there to sell an agenda, not to educate, not to inform, not to allow his listeners to decide for themselves. He's there to sell whatever the agenda happens to be. So that's an article that's definitely worth looking at, and I will reprise it to the top of the main page following the end of our show today. The other day I was talking about priorities in a society and how I have no objection to people who want to earn money and do so working within the system, like a Steve Jobs inventing the Apple II with Wozniak, or a James Cameron who makes wonderful movies that I will gladly give him my money to see and own the discs of. That's what American capitalism is supposed to be. And I also commented, when you reach a point where the desire for the acquisition of wealth becomes the only priority in a society, the civilization has to be doomed. It's what's led to this runaway fraud and corruption on Wall Street in Washington, D.C., and all other humane considerations seem to have gone away. And there's a huge scandal. This was reported over in Boston on CBS, that at the Colho Middle School in Attleboro, cafeteria workers refused to feed school lunches to students who had allowed their little lunch accounts to run low. There wasn't enough money in the account. You will starve for the rest of the day. I'm sorry, can't you find a scrap of bread or something to give the kid so he's got enough blood sugar for his brain to work for the rest of the day? How about reach into your own pocket for a dollar so this kid has something to eat? Oh, no, 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 we must balance the most holy ledger. It must be black. We can't show any forgiveness for anybody who's short on money. We know the banking system is failing, and failing dramatically. We, as the American people, the 99%, we have to open ourselves up to the idea that we have to help each other, because government isn't going to do it. Government's on the side of the money junkies. When you see somebody who's going short for food, pitch in a little bit. Don't have to go out and try and feed the entire city on your own. But anywhere you see where somebody's just a little bit short, is it really going to hurt for you to reach out and say, here, have another meal on me. We're all in this together, because that's the only way we're going to get through this, is looking out for each other. Neighborhoods looking out for each other, communities looking out for each other, cities looking out for each other, because the government doesn't want you teaming up together. They want to keep you separate and isolated, dependent on those giant corporations. And that is going to be a problem, because those giant corporations' supply chains are starting to come apart because of the lack of liquidity and capital. And if you allow yourselves and your neighbors to be dependent on those supply chains, you are going to be in a world of hurt. And we're going to get through this only if we're taking care of each other. Forget about the government saying, trust us, we'll take care of you. Obviously, they can't do that. Please get involved with your friends and neighbors, especially if it's kids. Got to keep the kids fed. I'm ashamed of those cafeteria workers that not one of them stepped up and said, here, let me put a $5 bill in the cash register and make sure these kids have something to eat. Where's their humanity? In an educational institution, should there not be some humanity toward those kids? My goodness here. Apparently over in Nebraska, four police officers have been fired. They did something they didn't want seen. A gentleman photographed it, ran into his home. The cops followed him into his home, private property, to take his camera away from him. They were caught by another citizen with a camera across the street in an upstairs window. And they've been fired. Good. Folks, keep those cameras handy. Document everything. Make it public. Fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to make them act like one where everybody can see it, or you can make everybody see it. Another little story to remind you why calling for the police when that bear is chasing you across the backyard may not work. Up in New London, New Hampshire, I love this story. The chief of police of New London, New Hampshire has had to resign over apparently he had a very attractive young lady that he offered to erase charges against her if she would nude model for him. And apparently the young woman declined the offer, told her parents. Police chief has had to resign. And you know something? If he's that blatant about it, means he's done it before. Wasn't the first time. He just came up and said, if you pose naked for me, I'll get rid of the charges against you. Amazing stuff there. All righty, we're coming up on our last commercial break here, and we're going to sum up at the end of the show. Still no word of any kind of a test missile firing from North Korea. Pakistan's shooting them off. Nuclear-capable mid-range missile, but hey, we don't have a reason to invade Pakistan, so we're not going to make a big deal about that. We will be right back.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Now that Cyprus, the government of Cyprus, has run out of money, apparently somebody forgot to realize that when you impose austerity on a country and you start firing all kinds of public service employees, they stop paying taxes. And so all of a sudden, the government of Cyprus is looking at a 75 million euro shortfall in their current budget. And there's no plan B for this bailout, so Cyprus could collapse in default imminently. And it proves they're probably going to go back for more haircuts. They're going to go back for the rest of the savings accounts now. And when the savings accounts are exhausted, what will they do then? There is no way out of this mess except to shut down the private central banks, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, write off all the debt, and restart the system with an economy that serves the nation and the people, with currency that is a public utility, not a privatized money-making operation. Getting more reports that North Korea may not be able to reach the United States of America with any of their rockets, but they're planning a terror attack. That's the new false flag. Those dastardly North Koreans, they're going to blow up something important in the United States just to show they can do it. Why would North Korea do that? It's an engraved invitation to be invaded and conquered. It's another false flag. Now, here's an interesting little fun story to end the show today. Apparently, there was a group that monitors BitTorrent streams to detect copyright violations. And just for the heck of it, they decided they were going to look at the traffic going in and out of the Vatican to look for violations of copyright. And what they inadvertently discovered is apparently the Vatican is a huge consumer of online porn. And not just the two consenting adults having a good time kind of porn, sadomasochistic porn, whips and chains and beating and other stuff I can't even go into on the air. This from our earthly representatives of a divine moral authority. Man, man, oh man, oh man. They make us atheists look like tame and colorless people who have no lives whatsoever. My goodness. Meanwhile, apparently, a prominent Israeli rabbi has been arrested for raping his own teenage daughters. And that's just for the people who claim I'm only picking on the Catholics. Three more Philadelphia priests have been removed from the ministry because of allegations of sexual misconduct. It looks like, at least at the mid-level, they're trying to clean up this mess a little bit, or at least they're trying to limit the coming financial damages. As callers were telling us yesterday, there's snow in New Mexico, snow in Colorado. This is getting into the middle of April, and still the snow is coming down. And the global warmists are out there saying, oh, it's global warming. The earth is warmer. The heat is hiding in the ocean. They're doing this and they're doing that. Second coldest March in North Dakota since the 19th century. They're calling it unprecedented. And the carbon Nazis are trying to come up with some way they can keep selling global warming and carbon taxes in the face of a very obvious failure of all their long-term predictions. I hear the magic music. It is time to get on out of here and get something done this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, make good choices. Please share what you know with everyone you know. Spread the word about Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com. And aloha, America.